afternoon. Welcome to Barking Up the Right Tree.
Sorry, this is giving me memories of the Big Bang thing where Sheldon was like, welcome to fun with flags.
Today's flag is tree. Man,
Sorry. It.
Hi, my name is Dr. Tristram. Welcome to Barking Up the Right Tree. This is my lovely wife, Olivia, who is a vet. I'm also a vet.
Self-explanatory. Oh, not really. I suppose doctor could be anything.
Yes, and that's why we're here to discuss veterinary life in general and to try to, you know, bring positivity and a lot of other great things to the profession. But today, we had a bit of this topic in mind, but my wife thought it would be a great idea to start off with a final anecdote. I know, you know, it's great to bring a little bit of positivity into our lives, especially heading into, currently it's Easter this weekend, so there's a lot of public holidays. So it feels in some clinics a little bit like we've mixed up our holidays and that it's Christmas instead of Easter, because there's no room in the inn.
Yeah.
Something else you learn very quickly is I make a lot of bad jokes, mainly entertaining to myself, and hopefully others.
Well, currently being on maternity leave, I can't really give a current example, but I'm sure we'll find some as we talk about new graduates and choosing a job, what you should be looking for and what you should be doing to try and find the right job for you. So,
which is today's topic, which is when you're a new grad, what do you look for in a new job? Or when you're a vet at all, what do you look for in a new job?
And Trisha and I started quite similar pathways, both being mixed clinics, but very different in many ways as well. So when did you start?
I started a long time ago, casting our minds back to the previous decade. In 2015, finishing university, I started work in Mount Gambier, and for those of you who don't know, Mount Gambier is a town in South Australia. We're both from Victoria, and we both graduated from Melbourne University. We, despite our brewing love romance after starting having dating in 2015, I decided to move to a different state. Clearly worked out, but when I was looking for a job, clearly I had a lot of things in mind, but location wasn't one of them because I wasn't afraid to move interstate for the right job.
Yes, whereas I had a big family dynamic at home, so being from the southeast of Melbourne, I wanted to stay in the southeast of Melbourne, so I managed to find a job 20 minutes from home, which was a big plus for me.
So was that what you were looking for, close to home?
Close to home was one of them, and then obviously the big things you hear about when you're a student is you want that right support at that clinic and the right culture, the people that are going to help you grow the right way. So I think I found that at my clinic I had a really supportive environment. We had lots of fun through the stress and definitely learned a lot. Surgery was my big plus at that clinic.
Interesting.
Is it?
Yeah. It is interesting. But I'm assuming when other vets are looking for a job, they're not going to be looking for a job close to your home.
No.
No?
You hope not. They're close to their home. But for some people, that's obviously not a factor. Just from yourself, you applied for jobs in Queensland, South Australia, Victoria. You were open to going anywhere, be it at the right clinic.
I was.
So what was special about Mount Gambier then?
Well, when I was looking for jobs, there were a few things I looked at. One was, as vague as it sounds, the vibe of the team, so which we would now call culture,
yes,
as the vibe of the team. And I was looking for...
So who did you meet at that team that told you it was the right vibe?
Oh, I met everyone. No, I met a few people. I met the bosses during the interview, and I drove 6 hours to go do this interview.
And where did you stop on the way home, Tristram?
I don't remember.
You don't remember? I think you stopped at Werribee Zoo on the way home.
Did I?
You did. I remember. You had a good stop over there.
No, that was a different job.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
That was when I went to interview at a completely different job that I did not select, and I stopped at Monado Zoo.
Oh, okay. Well, a relevant tangent by me then.
Different zoo. There we go. Interstate, well, it's a very lovely zoo. Bernardo Zoo, if anyone wants to visit near Adelaide, Bernardo Zoo, open range zoo, very splendid. I didn't work there. And I also didn't take that job. Funnily enough, because it was probably too far away and too far from home, whereas I thought that 6 hours was perfectly acceptable for a long distance relationship. Yes. 9 to 13 hours was a little bit too far.
Yes.
So
I'm glad you made that decision.
Clearly it did play a bit of a role. But I met a few people. I think I also had an in that I knew one of the other vets already, because they were dating and now married to someone in our year level.
And you,
that's how I found out about it.
He was a good friend of yours, that's true.
And he seemed like a very crazy individual that I could get along well with. So I thought that was a good start. That person could get along well in that clinic and thrive in that clinic and get along well with the other staff, that it was a good clue about how the culture would be and how I might fit in, which turned out to be correct. In that job, I was there for 2 years, and I don't think I ever really had any problems with any people. I had the normal problems that vets have with clients and stress and jobs and on call, but I think I was pretty much right about the culture, which is good.
Yeah, I think at my clinic I made a good decision with culture. I had a great team of older vets who taught me a lot. They had a big reproduction load, so was thrown into surgery so we could do cesareans, but a poor decision I made was probably not trusting my instincts, because in final year I learned that I hate on call, and yet I decided that I should go do mixed work, which obviously has a large on call component, and not surprisingly I only lasted 9 months in that job. So and I was very fortunate to have a boss who looked after me when I was not coping with the on call, but probably should really trust yourself if you think you should be a mixed vet before you start vet. You don't have to keep going down that track if you learn that you don't like putting your hand in cows. It's probably a good lesson that you should go find a nice small animal clinic where it's more suited to you. But I had always thought mixed was for me, and that was clearly a wrong call. But I learned a lot from it, and it was fortunate I had that supportive environment, because I'll throw it out there, Dr. John Hamilton, he supported me to the very end.
Shout out.
He was, what did I say?
No, I said shout out.
Shout out, yeah.
That's what you call it. You shout out to this person.
Mm. But he was a great asset to me, even though I clearly made a bad decision, whereas you loved the on-call. You thought that was great fun.
I did, in the beginning. Now with 2 young kids, I don't think it would merge well with my life, unless I didn't like sleep. But I do like coffee.
Yeah.
So that works well.
That is true.
I did like doing mixed work, because as you put it, I did enjoy putting my hand inside of cows.
Yes.
Which, when I graduated and was working as a mixed practice vet, I thought it was sort of like when people said they didn't like chocolates. Like, who doesn't like putting their hand inside of cows? It's nice and warm, warms you up when you're on call at 3 a.m. in the morning. All very positive things. I think that was a good clue as to why one of the other criteria I was looking at was being in a job where I could do large animal work and small animal work.
But we did learn that your hearing needed a tune-up when you're on call.
Yes.
Because you were very good at sleeping through the call.
Near the end of my time at that clinic, at the end of 2 years, I did accidentally sleep through the phone once or twice, all three times.
Yes.
Or two individual nights, which did lead to my boss knocking on the door of my unit at 5 a.m. in the morning just to check that I was okay. Not in anger or anything, just to make sure that I wasn't dead.
Again, another supportive environment, because he didn't want to kill you. He may have internally wanted to kill you because he didn't want to be up at 5 a.m, but he was checking in.
Mm. No, I never got penalised for that. But I did leave. Yeah. So maybe that just went before that any sort of meeting came in place. So yeah, big tick for culture.
So if you have a new grad approach you tomorrow looking for that job, what would you advise them?
The third thing I would say is look for a job close to Lydia's home.
Okay.
But first thing. And then
should they be writing a list of what's important? Should they just be going to lots of interviews? What do you think is a good approach?
Well, I applied to many things far and wide that fit my criteria, which was culture, was there learning opportunities and support. And that is one thing that my job did provide in space, which was a lot of learning opportunities. Whenever the boss found anything they thought would be interesting, they're like, come do this. Interestingly, you know, given that it was mixed practice and on call, usually at like 9 p.m. at night, but, you know, that's okay. It was a lot of fun at the time.
Those inappropriately timed learning opportunities, probably after a very long day, but as a new grad, you've got to take them.
Which is the best time to eat Domino's pizza.
And what do you call
X-laps?
It? Or is that inappropriate?
X-laps. Domino's is good late night desperation food. Especially because there was a Domino's like a block from that first job, so that was really, really handy for those late night things. So close to Domino's, close to Olivia's home, good supportive culture, support for learning opportunities, and
so really making a list.
Mixed and small for me. So making sure that you're going to be able to do the work that you want to do, and hopefully in the amount that you want to do it. So if you're interested in small animal surgery, don't go be a horse there, for instance.
So really making a list of those priorities. You might have, you know, 5 or 6 things that you would like, but maybe having, you know, the top core essentials that you need so that you know which jobs are more suited to you.
Yes. Because that job may not be for everyone. It's all very unique. My idea of the perfect job is very different to your idea for a perfect job.
And I think the other thing to remember...
6 hours from your home. yours was 20 to 30 minutes.
Unfortunately so, but...
And nowhere near Manado's there.
No. I think the important thing to remember is also that no job is going to be perfect. I don't think there's a single person who comes home and never complains about their work. You just have to find, you know, that good balance where you are enjoying it, you know, as best as much as you can. And we're fortunate that we're currently in jobs we both really enjoy. And those first two jobs we both really enjoyed, I reached a point where I unfortunately didn't because of the on-call, but I think we both ticked the support and the culture and the doing what we wanted. As a new grad, I was doing 3 or 4 surgeries every day, whereas a lot of my friends were doing, you know, a couple a week.
Very true. And everyone has different reasons for moving on from jobs. I moved on from my first job for love. And moved closer to my wife. And moved 4 hours. Moved 20 minutes from Olivia's home instead of 6 hours. So to take home messages. So my criteria were culture, support for learning opportunities, and supportive in general, and doing the work you wanted to do. Location was fairly not critical. Didn't care as much. Whereas for you, location was very important. What were the dot points? What were the other important things?
Well, definitely location. I went to a couple of interviews.
Location.
Exactly. I went to a couple of interviews far from home, but always made the realisation I didn't actually want to live in that place and I wanted to be near my friends and family. Whereas for you, your friends and family were sporadic, being from a Warrnambool local. And then obviously... Then the support and the culture. I think I was open to not being a mixed clinic in the end. I was applying for small animals as well, but then when the clinic popped up that I worked at that was 20 minutes from home, had 20% mixed animal, great support, great culture, then it was right for me. But in hindsight, a small animal job was where I was supposed to be, but I learned a lot from that job, so I still wouldn't regret that job.
So location,
support,
small animals, support,
and culture. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. And that's where we began. And just as another clue that, yeah, over time things do change. Now, you know, we both began in mixed animal practices, both with large animals and small animals, with on call, and now we both work in the same practice, but we both work in a small animal practice with no on call that's 20 minutes from Olivia's home.
Yeah. I think the other thing is knowing that it's okay to leave. You know, as a new grad, you probably don't know exactly where you're supposed to be. You're going to work it out along the way. And I left that job at 9 months, which I felt a lot of guilt and, you know, negative thoughts about, but I probably should have left at 6 months because I wasn't coping. And the truth is that if you're not coping, you are more important. So it's okay to decide you've made a bad call and it'll, you know, you can find the right one. We all make bad choices sometimes, even though that was kind of a bad choice, but it's okay to move on.
In our careers, but not in our marriage.
I hope not. You're a bit committed now, you've got the 2 children.
Okay, good. Good to know. Another random tidbit which I found important in choosing jobs was looking at the clinic's website, as in the quality of the website and how much effort they put into the website and if they displayed their staff well and other things well. I know that was really random and very few other people I knew pay attention to it, but I grew up on like using computers, which makes me sound really old, I grew up using the computers. It was very important for me, and when there were clinics with no website or with a cookie cutter template with nothing on it, it did turn me off a little bit.
I think that looking at a website is common, but I think looking pretty doesn't really matter, even though you look pretty. I think it's more if you're looking at it, if you know you want a big team to look after you, if you see that they've got 7 FS, then that gives you information there. Whereas I knew I probably wanted a small team, so I didn't get lost in the team. I also knew when I went for my second off job that I wanted a team that did orthopedics and big surgeries that I could learn, because that was my passion. So looking at their list of the services that they offered. So I think looking at the website is a valued tool.
That was something I glossed over before with support, in that I don't think I had a clear number of team size that I wanted, but definitely not sole practice. And ideally with a team of a couple of people of different experience levels that I could learn from, and that would be, like, if they were new grads, they'd be familiar with what we were going through, and if they're recent grads, then they would know things but be more sympathetic to us being hopeless. And the, you know, 10-year experienced, wizened vets, like we are now. I'm kidding. They were also good to have, as well as the bosses.
Yeah, I think as a new grad, you don't really want to be in a sole practice, because you really do need that support. I mean, it's good if you've got the boss on the end of the phone. Like, my boss happened to live in the building, so he was very handy when we were on call.
He took your location criteria too crazily.
Yes, he
20
was.
Minutes was too far.
Yes.
20 seconds.
Yes, we were very fortunate there. He probably wasn't very happy when I set the cockatoo loose through his building and home. But, you know, we live and learn. But that was, important. I think the other thing was, though, my clinic being mixed was only sort of 15%, and that was hard to get your confidence up, because, you know, most of the clients wanted to see the boss, and then when I saw a client, it was often on a weekend when I didn't have as much of support. Whereas if you really love that cow medicine, you go in a cow clinic that does lots of mixed, you can get your confidence up a bit quicker. Whereas those small percentage mixed practices are hard to keep getting. You know, you'd see, what, $20 a day? Maybe that's an exaggeration, 15?
I suppose it's probably more like $15 and then more cats.
But our new grad would get confidence up a lot quicker.
Just at home.
That's
never going to know.
God, I hope not. 2 is enough for us for now.
So what you're saying is, if you're looking to do a specific kind of work, then it's better to try to go to a clinic where there's a lot of that kind of work, so you can really immerse yourself in it. Like, if you want to do cattle work, then it's better to go to like a really busy dairy practice, so that it's really sink or swim. In this case, sink or swim in cow poo coming from its bum as you're doing the rectal.
I hope not.
And then you learn the value of having a good shower and good wet weather gear.
Yes, that's another good investment for a cattle vet. You probably didn't have the best wet weather gear when you
were doing it. I had fantastic wet weather gear.
I can't take it back.
That I think I very recently gave to an op shop.
Hopefully clean.
No, I washed it. I washed it.
Yeah.
Well, I think that pretty much sums up what we wanted to discuss today, in that we've talked through a few interesting things. We've learned a lot about the location of Libby's home.
Thanks.
We've learned a lot about cows and putting your hand in cows, but we've also, more importantly, learned about what to look for in a new job, new grad or otherwise. Just have a clear idea of what the criteria is.
Yeah,
and go in with your eyes open and know that nothing is perfect, but if it's bad, you can always leave.
Yes, have those big priorities for you and try to find a job that fits it. And reassess in final year. If you think you want to be a horse vet at the start of the year and by the end you don't, then that's okay. You don't have to keep going on with this you know, find what you like and embrace it. Try to find that. Try to find the job that has the most of that.
That's true. And I think if you follow those things, that'll really help you bark up the right tree.
Woof woof.